Welcome to episode 76 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Alas, today is our last day of Independence Week. We'll be spending it well by looking at the tale behind one of the best known orders given during the Revolutionary War. Don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes. Story goes that at the Battle of Bunker's Hill outside Boston in June 1775, one of the commanding officers told his men not to shoot until they saw the whites of the eyes of the advancing British soldiers. An inspiring and very romantic notion. Brave patriots, fighting to keep the lobsterbacks from taking their position on the hill, did not want to waste a single shot and waited until they were sure they would hit the enemy. As romantic as it is, the notion of actually waiting until you see the whites of your enemy's eyes is pretty dumb. On a battlefield with all the smoke and confusion, if you waited until you could actually see the whites of the person's eyes, you'd be waiting until they were just a few yards away, and by that time you're probably dead because the bad guys have been shooting at you for 2 or 3 minutes while you've been so patiently waiting for them to get close enough for you to hit them. Now, that's not to say that the command wasn't given, but it was probably given more as a reminder to green troops who had never fought before to keep their wits about them and not go running the other way when the fighting actually came, rather than some sort of advice about aiming. What's interesting, though, is that the Battle of Bunker's Hill was not the first time this command had been issued. It was famously uttered by Prince Charles of Prussia in 1745, and similar quotes have been recorded being used back through the 1700s. Indeed, there are records of other American officers telling their troops not to fire until they saw the whites of their enemy's eyes all the way through the Revolution, not just at Bunker's Hill. We'll never know exactly what was meant by the command, or even who said it. The historical record over the year has become so muddled that, frankly, it's impossible to tell. But the same can be said about just about every topic I've talked about this week. The American Revolution was an extraordinary time, with extraordinary people running the show. Now, 200 plus years later, we celebrate their accomplishments, not always how they happened, but how we want them to have happened. Thus it is with every great story. Over time, it is polished, embellished, added to, and subtracted from. Out of the thousands of men and women who toiled for a decade or more to get this country going, we like to pick just a few of them to represent their struggles, and oftentimes at the expense of the truth. What will our stories be? What will our children's children's children learn about the events of our time? What will September 11th mean to them, so vivid in our eyes? Will the whole affair, from September 11th, 2001 until April 2nd, 2011 and beyond, be lumped into a few paragraphs? Will kids be sitting in their classrooms on the last few days of their school year, with the heat of the summer beckoning them out to play, while their teacher rambles on about a conflict that, to them, is ancient history? Do me a favor and share one of these stories from the week, or from the whole podcast, with someone you know. Tell them the real story behind a legend. Tell them about the women who make up Molly Pitcher. Or point out that Benedict Arnold may not have been the arch-villain he's always painted as. Or that Thomas Paine was a wacko, or whatever. Because in these truths, there really is a story much more vivid and diverse than the one we're taught. It's not just about a few key players. It's about people. People and their stories. And it always has been, and it always will be. Thanks for tuning in to episode 76 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. And with that, we put our celebration of the American Revolution away for a year and set our sights across the pond, as next week we walk in the footsteps of a struggling single mother who, in a moment of clarity, had an idea for a kid's book about a bespectacled black-haired boy who suddenly discovered he was a wizard.